Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Bianca with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, we've just got a warning that the following story contains discussion of suicide that might be a little bit unsettling to some listeners. A 20-year-old man on the Gold Coast has taken his own life following his third stay in the Gold Coast University Hospital within a 12-month period. A report is now alleging that Queensland Health had failed to refer him to a special care team before withholding the cause of his death from his family. The RCA report found the patient had not been referred to a special care team despite him meeting the criteria, which included 3 admissions to hospital within 12 months, 2 unplanned readmissions within 28 days of discharge, as well as many other factors. This report has raised concerns about a lack of escalation pathway for such referrals to take place for patients that are presenting to emergency, and described this as a root cause that needs to be addressed. If anything in this story was troubling to you, help is always available by calling 13 11 14.
Across Queensland, homelessness support services are under pressure, with more than 48,000 people seeking help this past year alone. Advocates warn that this is due to Queensland's worsening housing crisis, with cities such as Hervey Bay experiencing rental vacancy rates under 1% and a severe lack of social housing. In response to this crisis, the National Homelessness Conference is currently underway in the Gold Coast from today until tomorrow. This conference, being headlined by Chief Executive of Homelessness Australia, Kate Colvin, and the agenda include thorough discussion of policy.
In national news, a permanent pill testing site has been announced for Fitzroy following many successful trials at music festivals. The facility will open in August at 95 Brunswick Street in Fitzroy, in Melbourne's inner north, from Thursdays to Saturdays. The facility is a part of a $4 million implementation trial and follows 5 successful mobile pill testing vans at music festivals over the last year. The Victorian government said the facility will allow for the early detection and rapid assessment of new synthetic drugs such as fentanyl and nitazenes, and will provide a free life-saving service.
Anthony Albanese's negotiations at the G7 summit in Canada are expected to focus on defence. Albanese said he would enter the negotiations with the intention of improving the nation's relationships. Often an investment in our relationships can produce very effective outcomes economically as well, the Prime Minister said. The EU and Australia have been under continuing pressure from US President Donald Trump to increase defence spending. Trump's pressure and the growing war between Israel and Iran have pushed defence negotiations and partnerships to the forefront. Albanese and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney have also discussed Canada's interest in joining the AUKUS nuclear program, which shares technology and military applications.
In international news, James Marape, Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, has resoundingly rejected proposals from foreign companies to mine the mineral-rich seabeds of the PNG coastline. Marape steadfastly opposed to the mining proposals, explaining to the UN Ocean Conference that the seas around Papua New Guinea are, quote, sensitive, fragile, and very fertile as far as marine life is concerned, end quote. Advocates for the mining believe that minerals are essential in supporting a global transition to clean energy. However, community advocates are concerned about the irreparable harm that mining would cause to fisheries, livelihoods, and cultural heritage. Marape faces dissent within his own parliament, with Governor for New Ireland, a remote province in PNG, Walter Schnabelt, expressing his support for deep-sea mining off of his region's shoreline. Papua New Guinea is set to become a pivotal part of the Melanesian Ocean Reserve, an indigenous-led international ocean reserve designed to protecting international fisheries.
For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as your typical 4ZZZ subscriber. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. There is no fire warning today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.